60 degrees here in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN at 6:04 a.m. More Democrats are throwing their hats in the ring for Tennessee's new congressional districts. With a deadline to run in the August primary just a few days away, State Senator London Lamar from Memphis has joined the race for Tennessee's 9th congressional district and will appear on the ballot alongside incumbent Democrat Steve Cohen. State Rep. Justin J. Pearson had declared his candidacy before the new map was created. Lamar says the decision to split Memphis into 3 districts could backfire on Republicans if more Democratic voters come out in November.
And so I'm ready to fight. I hope my community is ready to fight. And we are going to stop this. But we need everybody to pay attention. We need everybody to register to vote. We need everybody to get involved because they are banking on us to stay dormant.
Pearson is critical of Democrats entering the race at this point, arguing that the party should be banding together and not splitting resources ahead of the midterms. University of Tennessee students could be paying about $1,000 more each year in tuition. That's the pitch the advisory board made for out-of-state students. The Knoxville News Sentinel reports that both in-state and out-of-state students could see an uptick in fees. Those increases would bring almost $63 million of revenue for research, scholarships, and professor pay. The full board will vote on the budget in late June. Waymo is recalling its entire U.S. fleet, but the autonomous cars won't be disappearing from Nashville roads. In April, a Waymo in San Antonio rushed into a flooded street going 40 miles per hour, the Tennessean reports. That incident prompted Alphabet Inc., which is the parent company of both Waymo and Google, to decide that the cars need to be recalled. Waymo says the move won't mean service interruptions. The cars can undergo software updates at a depot between trips. The company is also planning to design storm protocols that would limit the access to flood-prone areas. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.